Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The new bill on sexist and sexual violence was finally adopted last night after 5 hours of sometimes heated debates in the Assemblée Nationale. The bill aims to improve how much of this violence to women and children in particular is reported to authorities and was designed by Secretary of State for Equality Between Men and Women Marlène Schiappa and the Minister of Justice Nicole Belloubet. The bill contained the controversial Article 2, which adds to sentences for sexual abuse and specifies the penal code concerning sexual offences committed on minors of under 15 years of age. However, Article 2 sparked criticism as it removed the minimum age at which authorities could presume that a minor could not give consent and that rapes of minors might be treated as offences and not the more serious status of crime. In the end, Article 2 was approved last night. The bill did not set a minimum age of consent as had been previously predicted. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy's case will be heard in the Paris Court of Appeal today. The case concerns false invoices and overspending in Sarkozy's 2012 election campaign. The investigation continues after Saturday night's knife attack in Paris's Opera district. The attacker's parents have been released from police custody, while his friend is still being questioned by the authorities. Investigators are unsure whether this friend, who was arrested in Strasbourg, provided logistical assistance to Khamzat Azimov while he was preparing the attack, which killed one person and injured four. Several marches are planned today in memory of Naomi Musenga, the 22-year-old woman who died of multiple organ failure after a SAMU telephone operator refused to send an ambulance to assist her. Instead, the operator mocked her down the phone. Naomi's family have lodged two complaints, including one for the non-assistance of a person in danger. Marches will take place in Paris, Valence and Strasbourg at 5 o'clock. And finally, North Korea has threatened to cancel the meeting with the United States if Washington continues to insist that Pyongyang abandon its nuclear weapons program. Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are scheduled to meet in a historic summit on June the 12th. The entourage of the US president said that the schedule remained unchanged. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.